downtown, we live. Over the feeling, when it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick, when you break the whole brick down, this with it to get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist, how you fucking all these bitches. But on
and dash. We got my boy Aaron on here today, Aaron Foster, man. You know, we had a lot of battles. ALC South, man. My boy been silent ever since I met him, man. Man, what's good, man?
What's good, man? It's good seeing y'all boys, man. Damn.
Like, right. Time flies, don't it?
Yeah, it goes, bro. I got a daughter. She's 13, family. I'm like, what? 13, dog.
13? Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy
as hell, man.
And I had her my rookie year, fam.
Rookie year? Oh, man.
09. That's the year you went for 2K, wasn't it?
Yeah, 09. Yeah, 09.
Special year, man. Special year.
Yeah, special year, man. Yeah,
you know that's that a definitely dope, special man. Year.
Yeah, man. It's crazy you bring that up, though, man, because it was like, man, I remember playing against you, and then I remember one year you just went to going crazy. Like, I'm like, man, I know I pay attention to especially college football, especially that at that point in my career, so young in the league. I'm like, man, where he come from? And they like, he went to Tennessee. So like, man, like, what's your story? Did you, when you left high school, did you originally go to Tennessee or did you transfer or something?
No, I went to Tennessee. I think what happened was because, well, first of all, that year was special because that year I went undrafted. Oh, no, it was my rookie year. And that year you went for 2K. Mm-hmm. And I remember we played y'all. I think it was Monday night. We had the red unis on. And
yeah, Monday night.
And you got off. And at that time, that was my first game I got brought up from the Peace Squad.
Right.
I was like on special teams and shit. And I remember watching, you know, sidelines, like, my nigga, it was so inspiring because I was like, I mean, of course, in your head, you the best nigga ever, right? Everybody.
Right.
Man. I was like, right, oh, I'm better than this nigga, right? So like, but I seen you getting off. I was like, yo, I just got to do, I'm here. We share in the same field. I'm here. Like, that's
right. Right.
That shit. So that shit was inspiring. Like, you never get to, you know, give niggas their flowers, man. So you inspired a lot of niggas, though. But, yeah, for sure. But I guess my story was, I got off in Tennessee, man, but there was a whole bunch of politics that happened in college. So like I had like made like all SEC my junior year, and me and I don't know if you remember Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, Mayo. Yeah.
Me and him, we was juniors, and we put in our, you remember how they had the NFL advisory committee where you
like, yeah, you would do that. Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, so I got a second round grade, and so did Mayo. Mayo ended up going 10. I doubt I would have went that high, but I would have fell somewhere low, 1-2, maybe 3, whatever. But I decided to stay. I got my head pumped up by the coaches, all this other shit. Decided to stay and just, we switched OCs.
Right.
And it just went to shit. I ended up like not even playing, dog. Like, yeah, they just stopped playing me. A whole bunch of reasons as to why. And then I fell off the radar, went to the Senior Bowl, was killing. But then I popped my hamstring during the fucking Pat White. I forgot all about this. This nigga Pat White, man. If I ever see this nigga, man, bro, check this out. You know how the All-Star games, bro. They call like really vanilla plays, right?
Mm.
Bro, we had a play called fake draw right, screen right.
Mm.
This nigga puts the ball in my chest and lets it go, and it's a fumble, and it's looking like I fumbled the shit. So I'm scrambling, trying to grab the shit. And some nigga come behind me and push me, and my leg was stuck, and it popped my shit like literally popped it. And so I didn't get to run in the combine. I didn't, none of that shit. And so like I just fell all the way off the draft boards. And then Houston took a chance on me, signing me undrafted. And I was better than the niggas that they had, but more.
Right.
But I mean, it worked out. It worked out fine, man.
Yeah, it worked out good. And I say that because just from playing against you, and not even that, from me first seeing you play and then battling against you for years and years and just watching your career, I'm like, bro, it's no way I didn't know about this guy, because I'm seeing how good you is, like on the field. Like, I'm just like how that shit happened or whatever. Like, it's crazy, but man, bro, you was a dog, man.
You know what's crazy, 2K? Hey, Aaron, you know a dude named Sean White that went to UT with you, little running back?
Sean White?
Yeah. He was a real little, like a walk-on dude.
Man, I'm better with faces than names.
Yeah, if you probably, so look, wasn't Kiff there with you?
Nah, that was right before.
Right after I left.
Okay,
well, he was there before and after. So, but he just remember he. It's crazy because I was in Tennessee at the time and he was up at UT, and I just remember he used to be like, "Dog, we got a running back up here that's cold." So I already had knew about you. You know what I'm saying? Because of him. Right. But like Young said, it's crazy to see how a player like you can go undrafted, and then to go on the run that you had. It's amazing. Like, what are these scouts like? How can they be a scout or call themselves a scout to have somebody like you go undrafted? That's ridiculous.
Man, I told them I used to fuck with the scouts all the time, man. Like, I used to fuck with them all. Like, I don't know what the fuck y'all looking at, man.
Clearly.
But, I mean, I think it's just one of the, and also I didn't help myself either. Like, I wasn't in nearly the best shape I could have been in. You know, in college, I was living the college life. I was enjoying it. I was partying. I was drinking, you know, eating like shit. And then when I went undrafted, it was like a wake-up call. I was still getting busy, you know what I'm saying? I was all SEC. I was still getting busy, but I could have ran that division better than what I did. But when I went undrafted, it was like a wake-up call. Cause like literally, when we kids, this is what we want to do.
For sure.
And right. then you go undrafted, y'all got millions of dollars coming out of college, right? I signed for 5 racks, my nigga.
Right.
I thought it was good money though, you feel me? I signed for 5 racks and I was like, man, fuck. Because I knew you always feel like these niggas are not better than me. Like they just fucked up. That's just how I felt. They just fucked up. Right. So I just made it my job like to show them how much you fucked up. So like we went hard. I remember shout out to my nigga D'Amico Ryan, just got the head coaching job.
Yeah, Miko.
My rookie year when I was on P Squad, because I got cut and they put me on P Squad. On P Squad, you seen cats on P, they get cut every day. If we have a receiver that looks like they starting receiver and feels like they're gonna cut somebody just to give that feel for that week. You know what I'm saying? It was like really volatile. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yo, they gonna feel me every day. Like they just gonna feel me every day. And we was like, I remember one time we was practicing and Miko was like, hey, man, chill out, man. We just trying to get a look. I was like, nigga, you're not going to feed my daughter, fam. Fight me. I don't care. Like, we out here. I'm going to run, dog.
Right. Speaking of Miko, man, he just got the head coaching job in Houston, which is dope as hell. Another black coach. I love seeing that. What do you think they should do with that second pick, man?
Man, I ain't lie, y'all. I ain't watched college football. It's been a minute, man. I don't really watch much sports nowadays, man. Like, I just got so many different interests and shit going on. Like, I couldn't tell you who's good. I watched the national championship game. I watched a few games. I watched the Tennessee Orange Bowl game because they played. But I just haven't been watching, man. I couldn't. Right. Y'all could tell me better. I know they need their quarterback, but is this dude? Is the Alabama quarterback the best one?
That's what they're saying, but I like the Ohio State kid, CJ Stroud. He's really sweet. But I mean, right now, yeah, they got some real top talent coming out at quarterback this year.
Yeah.
Even your guy Hooker coming out, like he, you know, it's unfortunate with his knee and you know what he had to do, but if he didn't have that, he would have been up on one of them boards as well.
Yeah, I mean, I love him as my dog. he came on my podcast a lot.
Yeah,
the dude behind him. What's his name? I forget
when
that
started. He started. Yeah, I know. I can't think of his name either. But he waited his turn too.
This nigga got a professional arm, dog.
Yeah,
like, he just needs to tone it down. Like he needs a lot of coaching, and he needs to learn to check the shit down and just put a little touch on it. But he has one of the strongest arms I've ever seen ever.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we know you don't watch too much now, but I know you got an all-time top 5 running backs. What's your top five?
I hate doing this, man, because you always gonna leave somebody off. Man.
Yeah, there's so many, but yeah.
I got you. All right. I gotta go Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I think that's all our first.
Yeah, that's it. He just did things.
Yeah.
That's why I always be arguing with people when they be like the greatest like football players of all time and then they put quarterbacks on there. I'm just like, all right, man. This is a hot take, right? I always tell people like, quarterback, especially nowadays, quarterbacks play an entirely different sport than we do, bro. Like, it's just ridiculous. But anyway, so I got Barry Sanders, Eric Dickerson,
ED. Y'all kind of have similar game.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
I probably gotta go Walter Payton.
Sweetness. I played with his son in Tennessee, Jerry.
Oh yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But he did go. He went to Miami, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's right. No. Let's see, Barry. I think just on the strength of what he did, I gotta go Jim Brown.
Right. Jim Brown. Yeah.
Goats.
And then probably LaDainian Tomlinson. Like the original like cat out the backfield that was
LT that's was cold. Man.
Yeah, he was cold. Yeah. Bro, what is, I always want to ask you this, bro. What is your 40, bro? Because no, for real, because
well, sneaky. Going,
no, but he got like I
but
always
he was getting like, out,
he
man.
Had, like he ran like ED, like he used to gallop. Know what I'm saying? And, but he never got caught.
Yeah, so I never got officially timed because remember at the combine I popped my hamstring, and so like you'll hear a lot of people like, "Oh, he run a 4.7," but that's because a month later we was at my pro day and I still wasn't fully recovered, and there was some scout there and he was like, "We got to get a time on you," and like you young, you don't know anything, and I'm like, he's like, "You got to go, we need the time on you," and I'm like, "I can't, I'm not healthy, dog," and he's like, "You got to go, like, this is the NFL." Yeah. I was like, "All right, fuck it, I'll run." I ran a 4.7. I was like, "This is horrible." I was like,
"Right,
horrible." And so when I trained, I mean, I trained with because my brother was my trainer, right? So I trained with like DBs and we trained on the track, and so that's how I learned how to stride was training my brother. He ran track at FAMU.
Right.
And so, in off season, I used to hit the track. And so, I mean, I think at my top speed, I was a good solid 4.4.
4.4.
And like, I mean, it's, people don't see that, but like, you see me walking off on niggas that was like 4.3. So,
yeah, for real. But, yeah, brother, never got caught.
Like, remind me of me, man. Never got caught. I ain't
While we giving each other flowers, man, I was in college, I was at the University of Tennessee. And I told Reggie this too. You and that nigga, man. It was like I had screensavers on my little computer, man. And you was one of them, my nigga, with the dark visor.
Yes,
it was
sir.
Just, it was just like y'all niggas was doing what I wanted to do. You know what
right.
I mean? And I was like, I'm gonna do that shit, dog. I'm gonna do that shit. And it was just like you never get to tell people what they meant to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm a young 18, 19 years old, and I'm watching niggas like. You know, live out their dream, and that shit inspired the shit out of me, dog. Like literally. So
I appreciate that, bro. For real. For sure. That's love for real. Because you inspired us. I mean, even though we was in the league at the same time, and some of the stuff you see, that's what I'm saying. You know, I was backing up when he got there, but to see you come and see your undrafted story, and then to see you just take off like that, it was amazing to me, man. You definitely one of them. When we talk about our era of football, they can't leave you out of there. That's one thing for sure.
I was talking to my boy the other day, man. Like our era of running backs, it's up there, bro.
It was crazy.
It's up there with some of the best generations, dog.
Bro, because I feel like our era of running backs, we could have played in any generation because we talking about your rushing, but bro, you was cold out of that backfield catching that ball too. Like
I used to argue with Cool. I used to argue. I'm like, dog, like you know how you go into 5 wide sets,
and they bring
two tight ends in. I was like, Cool, bro. This nigga can't, no tight end can catch better than me or run a better route than me. Why are you taking me off the field? I used to argue like all the time with these niggas. It's like, but we wasn't in the era where running backs could run routes. Like they was still stuck in that you're a workhorse shit. Like if we was in this era, it's hurting.
Right.
Hurting. I was waiting for them to let me split me out. Matter of fact, 2014, they started to split me out, Bill O'Brien. And we was at OTAs. This nigga had me lining up against our number one corner. I was getting busy. Like, I was getting busy, dog.
Oh, what's up,
it's crazy because, like, we talking about this era, these days. It's like they accept, you know, the 50 yards rushing, 45 yards receiving, and they like, that's a great day for the running back. You know what I mean? And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I remember
about them days, 50 yards rushing.
You got these fools getting second contracts, breaking the bank, and you like you had 900 yards rushing. How is that possible?
It's different, man. But it's like, but it never changes, dog. It never changes. The end of the year when it's this time of playoff football, you got to run the ball and play. Shit is the same template. That shit just does not change.
You great about that.
Bro, so how was it playing with the great Andre Johnson, man?
Beats by Dre.
That's my.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh shit! Yeah, damn. What's up? What quarter Finnegan? What's up with that?
Man, Finny, that's my dog for life. But hey, sometimes you shouldn't climb up a tree if you can't get down, man.
Yeah, nah. Are they cool? I didn't even talk to Dre about that. Are they good?
I don't think they cool. Nah, I talked to Dre about it. Yeah, I don't think they cool. They don't.
You know what's crazy? What's crazy about that is, dog, chilling with Dre for so many years. In order to make that nigga mad,
right, you gotta piss him off.
Asshole. You gotta be an asshole, bro. So it's 1,000% on Courtland Finnegan, fam. Because though Dre don't get mad. He don't get mad. Like this nigga don't get like he's right. Worth millions and millions of dollars. Nice, one of the nicest niggas ever played a game. He has no anger in it, like ever. He's just nice. Right. For him to get mad like that, that nigga was doing some off the wall shit. But to answer your question, Beast by Dre. I love playing with Dre, dog, because he was one of them niggas, like, he was a leader to the extent of, like, you ain't have to, he ain't say nothing. And so when he did say something, like, it meant something. Like, I remember, like, this nigga didn't talk to me my whole rookie year, really. Like, maybe one or two words, like, higher, maybe some shit like that. And he didn't talk to me until the second to last game. We in Miami, and that was my first start, actually, in the NFL. And we in Miami, and I had a good game. And at the very end, like, we got to get a first down to sell the game. And so we in that 4-minute offense mode, and this nigga turns to me in the sidelines. He didn't talk to me the whole year, dog. That's like, he like, you know, like God tier status. Like, that's Dre. Yeah. Don't bother him. Yeah. He turns to me and says, "Hey, Aaron, run us on up out of here, man." And I was like,
I can't let him down. Ain't no way.
Right. But that's just the way he commanded that, like, from everybody without saying it. Because he was like, he was so nice and he was so great that you ain't want to be the reason as to why he didn't get his opportunity. You know what I mean? Right. And right. So, like, that was an inspiration in itself.
Okay, I got to piggyback off of that. Do you think Houston wasted him? Because I'm talking about Brock Osweiler, you know, like some of the quarterbacks y'all was bringing in there, Schwab. Like, come on, man.
Schwab. Matt Schaub was a solid quarterback, man. He gets a lot of flack, but he, like,
I mean, there's a lot of solid, but I'm saying, like, when you're talking about Dre, like, if you put Dre with a, you know, like, one of them dudes, like an A-Rod, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, what happens from there? He has 2,000 yards probably receiving.
Yeah, no, easily. I think it's partly his fault. And the reason why is because he's so humble, right? Like, receivers in this league, like, they divas, man. And, like, it's for a reason. It's like, if y'all got to give me the ball. Like, and they do, or y'all got to get somebody in here who can give me the ball. Dre didn't say that shit. He might have told him, like, you know, behind closed door, but there was never any public pressure on his end. And that's just who he is. You know, he's very humble. He's like a really down-to-earth, humble cat. And so, did they waste him? I think it's tough because, you know, he was drafted as a number one pick, or he was in the first round, they number one pick, I think 2003, something like that, and they an expansion team.
Yeah.
And right. So immediately as they were in rebuilding mode the first 8-9 years of his career. You know what I mean? And so they never got an opportunity to have, when we got there, like 09, 10, 11, 12, that's when
cranked up.
We really had an opportunity to compete, but right. By that time, you know, he started to, like, kind of taper off. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's just how the league goes sometimes, man. It comes in waves. And so I was upset that we couldn't get him on. Like, that was like a big talk in the room. Like, we gotta get Dre to the playoffs, dog. Like,
right.
And that's just the kind of, like, human he was. Like, everybody loved him like that on some, like, yo, we gotta get this nigga in the playoffs, even though I had never been to the playoffs. I'm over here. We got to get
playoffs. But that's how you know. That's just to love you, though. Because oh shit, I forgot what I was about to say. I don't know what.
You're in Denver. You're in Denver. That's why, nigga.
Nah, it ain't that. You know, boy, that shit. There, being though. The bruiser. I ain't smoked. Had I smoked, I probably could remember. I don't know what I was about to say. That shit just went away quick as hell.
Yeah, bro. So that's what I'm saying. So tell us. Let us know, bro. Who is this Bobby Fino guy? You know, we know Aaron.
Yeah. I'll be chilling. I've been making music since I was a kid, man. So I really started writing poetry. I started writing poetry as a kid. My favorite poet of all time is a guy by the name of Sal Williams. Sal Williams used to run this message board back in, like, shit, early 2000, dog. Like, and that was when niggas had dial up and shit. And so it was like one of the first, you know, AIM and messages. Chat rooms was popping. And I found his message board because I was like super into him. And I started writing poetry real young. And that naturally transitioned into, you know, infusing it with music. And after a while, you know, I got, you know, you pass around your music to your homeboys and they're like, oh, cool. But after a while, you know, you get to the point where it's like, yo, this is nice, dog. Like,
right.
Real. And so, I just started cooking up. And I didn't really want to release anything until after I was done playing because I couldn't give it the love I wanted to. So it's a fun part of myself. I like to explore. I ain't trying to be famous off the shit. I ain't trying to go platinum. I just do it because it's self-expression. Like, it's just something that I love. I'll make music till I'm dead. That's how I've always done it, and I'll always do it. It's just a part of who I am.
Oh, that was up, man.
Hey, you know what's crazy? You and 2K should probably get on the track.
Don't
do that shit, man. Please, I got tracks with 2K.
Man, nah, I used to be playing around. Cause one of my best friends, he raps, so I used to be at a studio with him all the time. So I get in there and just play around, man. Hey,
let me find out, man.
I got some tracks too. I promise you, I gotta find them. Don't worry. I got you for sure. Oh, man, they got nervous that quick, man. Bust them bars, yeah.
I didn't see that shit, dog. Send me that shit.
How's the vegan life treating you, bro?
Man, I ain't been vegan since 2012, dog.
Oh, you gave it up?
Yeah, I gave it up a long time ago.
How is your body then? Like, as far as like, you just watch with your intake, you just try to keep it, because obviously vegan, and when they preach vegan, they say that basically you're going healthy, way healthier style of living. If you can do vegan and then say F that, like, what made you say that?
Well, I agree with the lifestyle, and it's not just vegan. It's called like plant-based is probably the best way to do it. And so I did that shit, it was 2012, before there was vegan restaurants and shit everywhere. So I got a bunch of flack for that shit. But I really stopped doing it for the sole reasons because it just wasn't like readily available as it is now. Like, in order to like eat consistently, you had to plan every single meal out because they didn't have vegan options. The vegan options were like, it just wasn't that good. And so I stopped 2012 just because it's just so hard to keep up. It's just so hard to keep up, and you have to supplement a vitamin called B12. I do agree. Like, anytime I'm feeling a little puffy, you know what I mean? Been binging a little too much, I'll go on like a weak plant-based diet and that shit drops right off. Like, my energy levels go up. It's like, I always tell myself, like, when I'm done bullshitting, like, it's time to like start paying attention to my health, because we're getting up there, man. I'm 36, right, man. So it's around the time to start paying attention to what you put in your body, because it comes out and it affects you.
For sure.
I'm definitely gonna do that in high quantity. I don't know if I could go all the way, because like, it's just the meat is good, man. Pause.
My dog say he love that chicken, man.
The beat's good, man. So I dabble like right now. Like, so this week actually I'm gonna start. Matter of fact, nigga just dropped my groceries off right now.
Wait, you got somebody that you are you talking about like a store that drops them off, or you have somebody
it's
that actually drops?
It's just Amazon, man. It's
not okay. I didn't know. I'm gonna say, fancy, boy, bro. Damn, you can't hide that check, man.
Nah, it's not that fancy, though.
All right, my bad.
Yeah, man, you're gonna have to send me. I honestly want to try it out, man. At least give it a week. See, you know what I'm saying?
Do it. Because what you'll find, dog, is like, we so used to eating like shit that when you actually intake what you're supposed to and what the body actually wants, like nutrient wise, you see like really quick how bad the food we eat is. Like, you can taste it. You eat like that for a week. As soon as you eat a burger, you're like, damn, this tastes. It tastes good, like, on the tongue, but, like, you can feel how it's bad. Like, you can taste the grease. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And so that's the issue. And a lot of, like, I mean, honestly, a lot of our, like, you know, we talk about COVID. We talk about, you know, police officers killing people. We talk about whatever the case may be, right?
Right.
Alcohol, whatever. The biggest killer of all people in this country is heart disease.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And it's strictly dietary, man. So it's like we joke about it and shit, but it's something sour. Like I'll be on my family. Like, listen, yo, like it's time. Like we getting up there, so it's time to start paying attention to what you put in your body. Like all these family get-togethers is cool, and everybody cooking yams and macaroni and all that shit.
Right.
But like, nigga, yo, one of y'all niggas gonna end up in the hospital. Like it's real shit.
Oh, I had a heart attack already, man, 4 years ago. So,
you had a heart attack?
I had a heart attack. So, when I asked you about that, like, yeah, it's crazy. And it's like, you know, they say it could be like, I never knew my father growing up. That's a different story. But, like, that side of the family could come, you know, hereditary, or it becomes from, you know, obviously the stuff you put in your body and, you know, the depression and all that type stuff. So, yeah, but I understand what you're saying because I had to change my diet completely. I went from, you know, eating red meat or, you know, Cheetos and whatever the hell I wanted to eat to now, yeah, no, it's salad. You got to have green smoothies, you know, fish all the time. And it's just a big difference. But I also feel a lot better sometimes. And
I didn't know that, dog.
Well, I haven't really released it. This is like the 4-year anniversary, January 20th. So like lately I've been just more, you know, letting it know. And I think like the stuff that happened with Hamlin, you know,
yeah.
It needs to be spoken about because we had a doctor on our show. We talk about preventative medicine. And if people would get stuff like that checked out and know how their heart is in, what kind of shape it is in before, you know, you get to play any sports and stuff, then they can prevent your ass from having a heart attack or having these episodes. So, you know, that's the reason why I asked you, but that lifestyle is heavy, man.
No, 1,000%. And that's crazy, man. Because when I first started out on the journey, man, I had like, man, hundreds of doctors reach out to me. Cause like when I first like said I was vegan, like that shit was not in the sports world. And so it wasn't really known like that, right? Yeah, I remember, nigga, they had Skip Bayless and Stephen A. arguing about if I should go vegan or not. Wow. But it wasn't that known. And so, like, a lot of these, like, doctors started reaching out to me. And I started reading a lot of literature and stuff. And a lot of, like, heart disease and cholesterol and stuff like that can actually be reversible if you eat plant-based. That's what's crazy about it. I mean, I'm curious though, dog. Like, did they say what actually caused it? Like, what was?
Well, that's what I was wanting. You know, when you go in there, you try to get to the bottom of it. But the doctor said, for my age, and the first thing that comes out, they're like, "Man, do you do meth?" Right? You know what I mean? He's like, "Cause," and I'm like, "Shit, man! Like, hell no! I done did some Percocet before. From you know what I mean? I definitely do weed on a regular. But I'm telling the doctor for real, like the drugs I do, because I'm like, "What's up?" And he's like, "Man, hell no! I asked, do you do meth?" I said, I ain't never did no meth talk in my life. And he was like, I figured that. But he was like, for you to be this young and have that, it either has to be like hereditary, you know what I'm saying? Basically, it's like comes from somebody on my side of the family. And the fact that I probably have been drinking Kool-Aid, eating noodles and cup of noodles and all that shit, it didn't help. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did a checkup about, you know, 3 months ago. I went in with my doctor and they did all my blood. It's a big difference. But the fact that I had that, if I don't eat right or get that shit together, I'm still at risk at any moment. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Ed, man, that's crazy, man. I'm sorry to hear that, man. But glad you caught it, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, we here for a reason. And I'm thankful I am here, man. And probably that's why I'm here, to let people know, like, it is about what you put in your body. Take care of it. If you want to be these two athletes and be like, you know, Arian Foster, CJ2K, then definitely got to make sure you put the right fuel in that shit.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Damn.
All right, let's get to the 2K. We got to get to the elephant in the room, man. This crazy man here. I want to know when they dropped your script off. Because I ain't never got my rig script. I'm trying to get my shit. If they would have told me I was getting cut that year and I never was going to get picked up again, I would have tried to rewrite my script.
Bruh, that shit so crazy, fam. That shit. So, man, I'm on a podcast, dog. Like, I got a podcast. I've been going for like 2 years now. Like,
I remember.
So, it's good. You know what I'm saying? We got like really good, right? I ain't going to flex the numbers, but like, it's a really, really good podcast. A lot of people listen. But it's like, super sarcastic, especially with this nigga, white dude named PFT. Mm-hmm. PFT's like, he's a funny ass nigga, dog. So he's just like super funny. But like, that's my brand of humor anyway. So this nigga randomly says shit and I always react to it. And that's what makes it so funny. That's what makes it so funny. Right. So this nigga just randomly was like, man, So you was telling me earlier about how the NFL was scripted and stuff, and so I was like, you know it is, and they bring it to you every before every training camp. We just start bantering like that. Clip, they posted it. Man, that shit went crazy.
Oh, my mama.
Crazy.
I was like, yo. Like, I mean, all the shit that niggas post from podcasts, all the shit that niggas put, like, you never think, like, some shit. Like, I'm talking about, though, I got calls from niggas I ain't heard from in 10 years.
I swear to God, bro.
My mama getting calls from people she ain't heard from in 10 years. And that shit was on every news station in the world almost, bro. Like,
every one of our friends talking about, I knew it was crazy.
Like, and matter of fact, the next day, I go to take my little son to go get a haircut, and we in a barbershop, and some other dude, one of his other clients come in, and we just all sitting talking, me and him talking about whatever, and all of a sudden he's just sitting there, and he goes, "Hey man, I got to ask, man." He said, "Is that shit real?" I said, "No, like no, bro." How you think it's like, it's crazy, man. Like, and then now it's even worse because, like, the people that thought it was rigged, they got their validation. And now I'm like, bro, I was joking. They was like, yeah, no, they paid you to say that.
Exactly.
Right. They paid you to say that. I'm like, man, all right, fam, it's rigged. Whatever.
The best part about you saying that, though, is when you just seen all the other NFL players coming out like, yeah, when I got torched for 200, yeah. I got my script and they told me I had to give up 200. So now y'all right. know why that yeah. shit happened, man.
That shit still cracking, like niggas at the Pro Bowl media days and shit. I mean, at the Super Bowl media days and shit. Yeah. Like, what do you think about the script? It's funny, bro. Like,
yeah,
really made it like a national meme. Nigga. Like, anytime niggas... Yeah. Anytime they favorite team don't win and shit, like, that's just going in the script.
Yeah.
You know, Vegas, I told y'all about Vegas, man. Vegas didn't want them boys to win.
It's script. Hey, shit, it did what it's supposed to do, boy. It got it out there, went viral.
I don't even try. I was just joking, nigga. That shit crazy.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
But I always go viral for the dumbest shit, though. Like,
for the dumbest shit. And it's crazy. It go viral off of the clip, not the actual whole interview, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if they would have seen the whole interview, they would have knew it was a joke, but just the clip. But that's crazy.
I had niggas call me. What are you talking about, man? It's not a script. I was like, dog, stop calling me, man.
Well, our homeboys was convinced. They had it in our group chat. They was like, man, what y'all think? Talking about just because we know CJ and Lindell, we know better. Like, nah, nigga, y'all thought y'all probably had one too. Yeah, I know I ain't losing on purpose. Fuck y'all. I ain't fucking that script, man. I'm trying to win. And I damn sure ain't fumbling in the script. So I don't know what y'all thought.
That's facts. That's crazy.
Well, man, shit, you know, man, it was good to have you on here, man. Good catching up with you, man. We done took enough of your time, man. We appreciate you. Coming on Smash and Dash, man.
Much love, man. Much love. Good to see y'all niggas still together, still vibing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Brothers, fathers, yes, sir. And shit, man.
We need to find a way to get a running back camp or something together, man. Cause you know, it ain't gotta be all the time, but I really believe we got enough with us three, you know, Marshawn Lynch and you know, a few other dudes out there. We can make, you know, change a few of these kids' lives, and I think that'd be pretty dope, man.
Man, say less, a little RBU.
Yes, that would be
man,
dope.
Man, I'll cook that shit up so fast. I seen AP. He was at some event. That he always in Houston. That nigga always in Houston.
Yeah. But, I think he stay out there or somewhere.
Oh, he does?
I think he probably do.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, I changed his number because I ain't talked to him in a minute, man. So it's like, that's actually a real good idea, dog. LaShawn, like, we all need to get together.
Yeah.
Like, put it like once a year, do like a little RBU. That'd be kind of dope.
That'd be real though. And that's so different. That's different shades of the RBs, man. You got so many different styles. That'd be crazy. You said AP, Shady, you know, Money, CJ, 2K, yourself. Yes, that'd be cold, man.
That would be. Matter of fact, I'm gonna circle back on that idea, man.
Netflix, Hulu, something. I'm telling you,
let's make it happen.
It's for the kids, man.
I'm saying it's still for the kids, but it's giving them that's kids exposure.
No, you fact.
You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate you, bro. For real, man. This has been an honor, man. For sure.
Hey, my number the same, bro. You know, we tap in.
Shit, I don't even know if I got it, man. Matter of fact, if you got mine, hit me up.
I'm gonna hit you on the DM.
For sure.
All right, appreciate you.
Love, bro. Downtown, we live.